speaking about this week's parasha. Before I do, just a few short announcements. Keep going, Tom. That's funny. Okay. As far as the Shem and the Mor program is concerned, we will have the ranking that everyone has been ranked already. There's three different rankings, because Baruch Hashem, pretty much everyone did well. There's one ranking which is called Mitzvah, which is people that did well. There's another ranking which is called Mahadrin, that's that people that did very well. And there's a third ranking which is called Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, and those people went over the top. Those are the three rankings which will be going up. There'll be another, Bez Hashem, another quiz, I believe on Sunday night will be the second quiz. There'll be the last one will be on Wednesday, will be on Tuesday night, and then there will be the final, Chaim David?
Tournament.
We'll be at Zeis Chanukah. We'll start it before we do the Masiba, and it will be finished, the culmination of which will be at the Yeshiva's Masiba. There will be a lunch today. The reason is because we do want the Olam to try to daven Mincha early. They can make achanas. It's a very short day. So there will be lunch served in Yeshiva after we finish. The first Mincha will be at 12:05. The second Mincha will be later. Okay, so I'd like to speak a little about this week's parasha. It's very tricky to speak about this week's parasha. The reason is because this week's parasha is like right in the middle of a story. Last week's parasha, Vayeshev, there was so much. It was like the beginning as everything starts to unravel. And next week's parasha, Vayigash, is when everything comes full circle. And we're like stuck in the middle. Miketz, there's not that much going on in Miketz. So I've been looking around for like a lot of like the big ideas of Miketz. Ve'einenu. Didn't find it. Came here late last night. I was digging. So I'm going to share with you something which is Kashur LaParashas Miketz. De Kashur LaParashas Miketz. Aval, however, it's not just about Miketz. It's also, or primarily perhaps more, about Hanukkah. So we're going to start over here with something that it says in the Sefer Shilte Giboirim, in his Hagois on the Mordechai. The Mordechai is one of the Rishonim. And the Shilte Giboirim is one of the classic Achoroinim. So often you hear things, you have to know, like, in the context of what you're hearing them. So this is a remez, or this is an idea which is brought down from the Shilte Giboirim. And he says, you know that almost every, always, Shabbos Chanukah falls out Parshas Miketz. Isn't that interesting? Shabbos Chanukah is almost always Miketz. And he says, there's a remez in the beginning of this week's parasha. It says, Vahi Miketz Shinosayim. Shinosayim, Shin Nun Taf. Shinosayim is Shmol Ner Tadlik. Yud Mem Yamin Mezuzah. Shinosayim, Smoil, the left side of your door, Ner Tadlik. Shinosayim, Shin Nun Taf. Yamin Mezuzah. So there's a remez in the beginning of this week's parasha that this week's parasha is kashur, is connected to Chanukah. Smol ner tadlik yamin mezuzah, and therefore it's appropriate, zematim, that we're the Kriyat HaTorah in this week's parasha is of Shabbos Miketz is always Shabbos Chanukah is now. V'yesh od remez that he brings, and this one is a little bit more wild. It says in the pasuk, "V'tavoyach tevach v'hachein." V'tavoyach tevach v'hachein is Yosef tells his people there that they should be mechin the suda. Perek mem gimel pasuk tes zayin. Tavoyach tevach v'hachein. If you take the letters v'hachein and you add the ches from tavoyach tevach v'hachein. His letters Chanukah. Chen Chanukah. Tevach ve'achen. Shilte Giboirim on the Meir, on the Mordechai. There's no slouch here, Rabbi Yisai. There's a remez here that Yosef HaTzadik, what was the suit Yosef HaTzadik was making? He was making Mesibas Chanukah. There's a remez, Mesibas Chanukah is supposed to be Fleshiks. Tavach ve'achen. It's Mesibas Chanukah is Yosef HaTzadik. What's going on over here? Ma kesher Yosef HaTzadik, Mesibas Chanukah, Dafka Miketz is Smol, Ner, Tadlik, Yumin, Mezuzah, Makor. Here, everybody say, listen to this wild, wild story. There was a Yid by the name of Rebbe Elimelech, Tzvi Elimelech. He was known as the Dinover, or the Bnei Yisoschar. But before he lived in Dinov, the Bnei Yisoschar was in Munkach. And he was in Munkach, and he was there. And Munkach was once a year that lived many, many years before that, and he was known as Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Kalev, the Kalevirov. He was before Tzvi Elimelech Midinov. So Tzvi Elimelech was in Dinov, and he saw an old Jew, and he asked the Jew, "Nu, maybe you could tell me something from the Dinovirov, the Kalevirov from Yitzchok Isaac." So he said, "Yeah." He said this story on Chanukah. It was Chanukah. And he said the following story. The Kalevirov said the following story. He said there was once in a little village, there was a Jew who was a very simple Jew, but he made a significant amount of money. But you have a lot of money, you could buy yourself a good son-in-law. And so he did. He got himself a Talmud Chacham of a son-in-law. Mitzuyan. But even after that, because he had now a Talmud Chacham son-in-law, he got even more Matzliach. And he made even more money. Now he decided, I'm going for the best. He took his son-in-law, Talmud Chacham, to one of the biggest Rosh Hashivas, and he said, Anachnu Rotzim, we want top, top Schoira, the best boy you have. Very wealthy, and we'll take care of him for good. Okay, so they start working things out. Shidduch is made. But this Balabas, Amoritz, he tells his son-in-law in confidence, I got an issue because I know they're going to want to write to Noim. They want to make out a shtar, that the conditions. I don't know how to write my name in Hebrew. So what should I do? I'm going to be embarrassed. Here I am, big Rosh Hashiva, top bacher, and I'm such an Am Haaretz. I'm illiterate. I can't even write my name. Son-in-law says, no problem. I'll take care of it. I'll give you a few pointers. Your name is Levi. This is what you should do. Just make a very long line, and then make a shorter line, and then make a teeny little line. Levi, it's perfect. Make a long line, a shorter line, and then a teeny little line, and you'll be fine. So he goes, long line, shorter line, teeny little line. He's got it. Finally, he's got it. But he gets there, he gets so nervous that he forgets. So he makes small line, longer line, and then a longest line. And it spells Yavan. End of story. Kalevirov. And this old Yid says, I don't even know what he was trying to bring out of that story. So the Tzvi Elimelech, the din of the Bnei Yisoschar, says, this is entire Chanukah in this story. Here it is. What's the pshat? Says the Shvili Pinchas, I'm going to explain to you. Long line, smaller line, teeny little line. No. Little line, longer line, longest line, Yavan. What's going on? So he explains as follows. Bnei Yisoschar says the Shvili Pinchas explains as follows. Medrash. And now once you hear the Medrash, you're like, okay, there's something really going on over here. The Medrash says that Levi is Kineged Malchus Yavan. Because Levi is the third Shevet. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi. And Yavan is the third Malchus. It's Bavel, Madai, Yavan. Three and three. And says the Medrash, Levi's got three letters in his name. Yavan's got three letters in his name. Medrash says, Zeh Kineged Zeh. So already we see in the Medrash that somehow Levi and Yavan are connected. How is that? So, as follows. The Bnei Yisoschar says this amazing idea with Neis Gadol Hayasham. Neis Gadol Hayasham is the same letters as Goishna. Goishna, which happened to Yosef, sent his brothers to Goishna. Think about it. Neis Gadol Hayasham is Goishna. Says the Bnei Yisoschar, Goishna is Keneged Guf, Nefesh, Seichel. Guf, Nefesh, Seichel, Hakol. Because the fourth is really including everything. Neis Gadol Hayasham is Guf, Nefesh, Seichel, Hakol. So if Yavan is the third Malchus, the first one is Keneged Guf, the second one is Keneged Nefesh, the third one is Seichel. Where was Yavan? What were they focused on? Focused on Seichel. And that's what Yavan is known for, their intellect. You know what foreign ideas are called? Chochmas Yavanis. It's called this idea of their intellect of Yavan, their brilliance. Right? That is the idea of Yavan. So Yavan is Keneged Seichel. That being said, so now, what Yavan is really trying to accomplish is Yavan really wants to, in a certain way, attack the Seichel of Klal Yisrael. The Seichel of Klal Yisrael is where Yavan wants to begin. And Klal Yisrael is basically made up of three different components. There's Lev, there's Moyach, Lev, Kaved. Moyach, Lev, Kaved, which spells out the letter Melech. You start with your Moyach. That's where everything is begins from. That's the beginning. That's where everything is compacted in. That's like the letter Yud. The letter Yud is where everything is concentrated there in that letter. And then you draw it from your Moyach down to your Lev. So it goes from Yud to Vav. Then it goes from your Lev down to your Kaved. It goes straight down. So really what Yavanim wanted to do is they wanted to create a new Chachma. Drop the Torah, that's old stuff. That's archaic. Start with a new type of chokhmah, and let that chokhmah now filter down into your heart, and eventually into your kaved, which is into the way that you behave. It's your behavior. Yavan. That's what Yavan wanted to do. Yavan, they went in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they were metameh the shemen. The shemen is the chokhmah. So now what do? So that's what Yavan is trying to do. They're Moyach Lev Kaved, and they've created already a systematic way of just changing the way we think. Now our minds are blank. We no longer have the Torah in our head. So how are we going to get ourselves to where we have to be? So we have to restructure. The way to do that is by starting from the bottom and going up. What does it mean, starting from the bottom? Let's redo it. But instead of starting with a nun, we're going to start with a lamed. What's the difference between a lamed and a nun? A nun stands erect. A nun sofis stands straight. A lamed is bent over. It's bent. If we're kofif ourselves, if we're mishabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we bend ourselves over and we say, Hashem, you know what? I don't understand. I lost my yud. I'm not feeling it. I lost my vav. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to start with my lamed. I'm going to be kofef, bend myself. This is the shape of a lamed. If you look right here, this is the shape of a lamed. I'm going to bend myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we could start from the bottom and move our way up. Move your way up. Like people say, you make it till you fake it. I don't understand it. I'm not feeling it. But I know it's what I'm supposed to do. I'm doing it. And that's Levi. Shevet Levi are the ones that we're going to start with, even though, you know, we lost. We don't get it. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I'm not feeling inspiration right now. Moyach Lev. They're stopped up. That's what Yavan managed to do. All we have left is one teeny, teeny little pach shemen. There's like nothing there. All it is I'm going through the motions. What's the point? The answer is, you start with lamed, you can climb yourself out of the pit, out of the darkness. And who's the one who did that? Is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, everything was going wrong for him. Nothing made sense. It was pure darkness. Every time he thought that, you know, things are starting to look good, everything falls apart for him. But in this week's parasha, the parasha says, Miketz Shnasayim, says the Medrash, Ketz Sam Lachoshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts an end to darkness. Because there's going to come a point where the darkness will end and all of a sudden everything starts working out for Yosef. From this moment on, everything goes great. Because Yosef stuck through it in the difficult times, even when it was dark. Even when he didn't understand, why is this happening to me? It wasn't feeling right. He did it anyway. Yosef was able to make it through. That's why, if you look, the whole battle is between Malchus Yavan. There's something called Malchus Yavan. You know, Yosef is Gematria, Melech Yavan. Yosef is Gematria, Antiochus. Why is Yosef Melech Yavan? Why isn't he Yavan? Because Melech Yavan is Moach Lev Kaved. Melech Yavan is saying, let's go this way, okay? That's it. If you don't understand it, if you're not feeling it, don't do it. Yosef is Keneged that. Yosef, together with Shevet Levi, that's the Chashmonoim. Chashmonoim are all Kohanim. Kohanim come from Shevet Levi. So they say, we're doing it anyway. So your Chachma is not your contaminated Chachma that you're trying to toxin us with. It's not going to stop us from doing what we know we're supposed to, what we feel, what we're committed to doing. That is what's happening in this week's parasha. So therefore, Yosef HaTzadik is the right one to make Mesivas Chanukah. Tavoyach Tevach V'Hochein is Chanukah, and that's Yosef. And I believe that's also the Inyan of Sukkos. Because if you think about it for a second, Rosh Hashanah is Moach. It's the Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is Lev. You clap Al Chet on Yom Kippur. It's your heart. It's about your Nescharet. You feel bad. Sukkos is Kaved, or otherwise known as Anane HaKavoid. Sukkos is Kaved. So Chanukah is really about celebrating Sukkos. Do you know that in Sefer Chashmonoim, you know what it says? It says that they walked around after Nes Chanukah with Lulavim, and they wished each other Chag Sukkos Sameach Shel Kislev. What is that? Chag Sukkos Sameach Shel Kislev. Why is Kislev? Why is Chanukah Chag of Sukkos? But the way we're understanding, that's the pshat. Because it's all about the kavod. It's about the way that we're acting. And even if, perhaps, we lost a little bit of our Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but we're sticking with it. We're staying with the Sukkos. And that's what Chanukah celebrates. That's the inyan of Chanukah, and perhaps that's the remez that we were suggesting over here in this week's parasha. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.